stored in piles to be ready for making a rail fences, zigzag rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, some people would make a straight rail fence too by putting two poles and again two poles and again two poles and then lay the rails in between those poles, which had to be tied. Two poles had to be tied at the top to prevent the rails from falling away from each other.
Uh-huh.
But in general, it was a zigzag fence.
Did they have to have posts for a zigzag fence?
Yes, there was some, what you call those posts, right at the at each zigzag.
Yeah.
two
I
poles.
Think I've seen some like
yeah, two poles to keep the fence from being blown over from the north wind blowing over to the south and the south wind blowing them over to the north or the west wind to the east or the east wind to the west.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh. Which.
What? Did you ever have any kind of wire fences?
Oh yes, then when wire was being manufactured for fence, particularly for Texas cattle ranges, the wire fence with the barbed wire so that cattle and horses wouldn't try to crawl through. If they did try, it would the barbs would cut and hurt them, so they would back out and not try to crawl through the fence. The grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence.
Uh-huh.
And of course they had to be made 6 or 7 feet in height.
That
poles, yes, because horses would try to jump over, and cattle, some cattle too. And then of course deer fences are still higher. I think they go from 12 to 14 feet to keep deer from jumping over into the oat field or the wheat field.
How did they fix the wire onto the post?
Yes, and of course the wire fence was a straight line of posts. They prided themselves on running the post holes straight along the ground and over the hills and down the hills again. And then those posts had to find some good matured cedar trees that had plenty of hard wood, which wouldn't in the cedar wood that doesn't that prevents them from rotting some chemical that the cedar in the hills has. And then they would have cedar fence, Klammern is a German word for it, but the English word, but anyhow, then the wires would be stretched, the lower wires would be closer together than the upper wires, and had to be pulled.